This week, deep discounts on all of our unused Anthrocon jokes. Let's see here. We've got The Sound and the Furry. Nick Furry, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.? No. Let's see. Fast and the Furriest. Mad Max Furry Road. Not bad. Everything Must Go. It's the Social Club Podcast. Social Club for the weekend of Friday, July 17th, 2015. I'm Josh Rawlerson from 90.5 WESA, and fresh off an exhilarating weekend at Anthrocon, Rachel Carlson, not wearing her squirrel suit today, but nonetheless bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and full of ideas.
It would have been a cat one, Josh. Come
what
on.
What is your secret Anthrocon
furry
identity?
It totally would have been a cat one.
A cat? Seriously?
Meow.
Yeah. Have you ever gone so far as to investigate and, like, price costumes?
Well, my friend who has no shame literally went. Well, so my two friends came in from out of town because I had literally obsessively talked about Anthrocon for years, and she was just mystified. So it's a best friend from Erie, and she came down from Michigan, because she lives there now with her husband, and the look on their I took them into the hotel that they were the main one that they were staying at. Right on 10th, I think it is, by the convention center. Now the name is escaping me. I took them into the hotel, and their eyes, I thought, were going to pop out of their head. Like, this is, if you've never seen it before, and probably the first time I saw it, it is like nothing you've ever seen before. And so we experienced the
Unless
furries.
You've been to Disney World or something.
It's Josh.
I've never seen people in, like, furry animal costumes before.
But this is on a whole different level.
I know. I hear what you're saying.
Yes. How, do you go down?
No, I was. I didn't.
Have you gone down before?
No. Well, yeah, I've seen them around town.
Okay.
When the
but you need to go in the midst of it.
I know. Well, did you go to the parade?
Yes.
Their big.
Josh,
coming
come
up
on.
Parade? Of course you did.
I went to everything.
Yeah.
But my friend asked one of the furries how much their outfit cost, and it was $2,000.
Man, that's a commitment.
In July, they're wearing these costumes, $2,000, and he's like, I Febreze it a lot. Because
yeah,
I don't think they can really clean
them.
Yeah,
do you dry clean those?
I don't think so. But the furry parade was amazing.
Yeah.
It was literally probably an hour of furries on parade.
What was your favorite one?
Gosh, there were so many. There was a furry family.
Oh.
Who had a mom, dad, and a little baby. They were pushing in a stroller with like a onesie animal costume, which I don't know what they do with the baby when they're going to their classes or whatever. Yeah. That's a mystery to me. I really like the animals that aren't really animals. They're like some creatures that you can't really identify. So it might be a cat, but then it has wings, but then it has a horn.
There's like mythical chimera hybrid animals.
I think the creepiest ones are the birds.
Like crossbirds, like birds and other animals,
everything
mixed together, or just
you know. Actually, thinking of it, the most creative was probably a Lego animal. So it was a Lego as an animal,
like the little Lego people with the square body and the cylindrical head
as an animal.
Huh. I'm trying to envision that.
And then there was a furry in a furry. So there was a raccoon wearing a onesie outfit of a dinosaur.
Wow, that is the most meta thing I've ever heard.
I know. My friend just kept repeating that meta word all over and over again. It was ridiculous, but a lot of fun. How about you, Josh? I don't know if you can top the weekend from.
I definitely can't. I'm not even going to try.
Nothing.
No.
Okay.
It's all a It's just a. I'm going to leave it behind me and move on.
Okay. Well, lots going on this weekend.
Tell me about it.
The big shebang this weekend, or big pickle. Big deal.
Picklesburg.
Big deal.
It's a big deal.
The big deal.
Get it?
Is Picklesburg. Mm-hmm. So Picklesburg is going to be going on, which I think everyone in Pittsburgh loves a good party on a bridge. So
sure.
It's on the Rachel Carson, not Carlson, bridge. And it goes from Friday to Saturday. And pretty much it's exactly what you think it is. It's pickles.
Help me out. I'm not entirely clear, actually.
Pickles, pickles, and more pickles. Apparently, they have a giant pickle float that is has the Heinz logo across it. And I actually got to taste pickle ice cream. I think I may have said this last week.
I don't think you did.
I got to taste pickle ice cream from Family Farms Creamery in the Pittsburgh Public Market, and it was surprisingly better than I thought it would be because they use fresh dill. And then they're doing some kind of strawberry rhubarb pickled jalapeno, okay. Right. Strawberry, rhubarb, pickled jalapeno. I don't know. They're going to be doing, this is kind of disgusting, I think, pickle juice drinking contests. Like, you have to drink so much. It's seriously as much as you think it's ridiculous, it is. But it's amazing.
My daughter the other day, she comes up to me kind of sheepish and she goes, Dad, I got to tell you something. Are you going to be mad at me? I was like, well, I have no way of knowing until you tell me, so you better just come out with it. We had eaten something like vaguely spicy for dinner, and she had complained that her mouth was burning.
Oh, no.
And I said, go and get something to drink. She said, I went into the kitchen and found the jar of pickles, and I just drank a bunch of pickle juice.
So she's ready for the contest.
The kid likes pickles.
Okay.
But I asked, did it help you feel better? She said, no, it did not.
Oh, no.
My tummy hurts.
Oh, like, no.
But it does. But she thought I was going to be mad that she drank pickle juice. I actually think it's kind of rad.
It's kind of funny.
Because I went through that phase.
And I did too. And I had pickle sandwiches, I remember. Mm-hmm. I did it on a dare, and then I actually liked it. So I started making them. It's really ridiculous. And I thought your story was going to end with she broke like a growler of yours.
No.
Okay. Well, no, then that's good.
It was funny because she thought I would be mad. I still don't really understand why she thought I would be mad.
That's very cute. That. Well, she's enter her into the contest.
Okay.
So 2 days full of pickled awesomeness. And of course, they're going to do educational stuff in terms of canning and the right way to ferment. So it's not just all.
And this is like the next
things.
Artisanal food craze to hit, right?
I would say so. Yeah, we
cupcakes
have
cupcakes are over.
Yep.
Homebrewing's on its way out. But
over.
Pickling is.
I would say so. It's on the rise. Yeah. Yeah, we have a Pittsburgh pickle company now, so got
well,
lots
Well, some
going
would
on.
Say we've had one since like the 19th century.
True.
Right?
True.
That's where they, like before ketchup, it was pickles.
Very true. Hopefully they won't leave. P.S. But that's another.
You have a little bit of a stake in that.
Another topic. Yeah. So we also have Friday. If you want to save your pickle fest for Saturday. Friday night, we have After Dark Inked, which is at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. Mm-hmm. And they do this 21-plus night. And this one is all about tattoos.
Nice.
I probably doubt that you can get an actual real tattoo there. But they'll be doing
That'd
different...
That'd be quite a draw.
I know. It would be quite
Not a... like it's hard to get a tattoo these days.
It is not. There's a tattoo. You could throw a rock.
We're on East Carson, and it's like every other. It's like people, the cliche about Starbucks used to be on every corner. It's literally like that on the South Side.
It's
that and like vape shops.
Oh, gosh. Don't even get me started on vape shops.
It's like this elaborate experiment in how many like specialty businesses can a local economy support.
And apparently,
it turns
a lot.
Out sky's the limit so far.
Yes. And bars. You and, can't forget.
Well, yeah, obviously.
So with this, they're going to be doing different demos with the tattoo artist, makeup artist. So you'll be able to create your own souvenir, I guess, screen printing item. So kind of tattoo inspired. Yelp will be on hand. We're going to be doing glitter tattoos, which I always enjoy. And just going to be a fun night. And it's only $10. So really cheap and fun night out. And then Josh, with Friday comes Beer Fest. It's the third annual Pittsburgh Summer Beer Fest. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much awesome in the sense where you're going to get a tasting of hundreds of different beers. I really like that they do local as well as national.
I wouldn't recommend that you try hundreds, though. Even if it's just a little sip, that adds up.
I agree. I would not recommend it as well. But I think that it's good to taste test and see what you like.
Yeah,
I've come out of these beer fests finding my favorite beer.
Yeah,
so I think it's a good thing.
You're finding new beers that you were able to then purchase in Pennsylvania?
Absolutely. Well, I think I've said this before, but I really like the Wells banana bread.
Yeah.
And I found that at a festival.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found that at Zubrew. So,
well,
and what I guess a good and a bad thing is that the beer fests, some of them sell out super fast, like Big Pour sells out super fast.
Yeah.
I think with Beer Fest and so many beer festivals going on, what's good is that we have tickets available still. So hop on the bandwagon, buy your tickets. I don't know how many there are, but they're still available. So you can grab them for Friday. The different sessions that they have a couple different sessions. Oh, and they have Saturday. I misspoke. They have Saturday as well. So lots going on.
Right on.
And then we also, there's a lot going on. We also have, I'm going to throw in an artistic one because I think I haven't done that in a while.
All right. You're going to up the tone a little bit.
Yes, I'm going to make it a little bit classier. So Texture Contemporary Ballet Company. I used to work for a Pittsburgh ballet company, and Texture is from a former core member at the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, and he started his own company, and it's contemporary. So I think for someone that might not be a ballet aficionado or someone that might like modern dance and wants to dabble in checking out this, this is the thing to do. I know Josh is like looking at me like, maybe, right?
People look at me and like the first thing that comes to mind, I think, is ballet aficionado. I get that a lot.
I don't know.
No?
But you can dive into that this weekend. So
it's never too late.
Sunday kicks off their new season, their fifth season, actually. And you can catch that at the New Hazlitt, which I think is a really awesome theater in Pittsburgh. So it's kind of a double bonus. You can check out the ballet and you can also check out the New Hazlitt Theater. And that kind of rounds out the weekend. It's a
I think that's more than enough.
I know, really. Get your pickles and your pickle party.
Tattoos.
Dance.
The dance, yeah.
Beer.
Ballet, beer.
Pickle-flavored beer?
We covered the bases.
Pickle-flavored beer? No? Okay.
I'll try.
Your next home
try. I'll try anything. I had like a ghost pepper beer one time. Have you ever had that?
No.
Or like, there's weird like jalapeno and like hot pepper beers. They're terrible. Like, it's just this machismo thing. Like, can you finish one?
Well, that would make your mouth really burn.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Right, so then you just got to drink like a whole gallon of pickle juice, and then you're sick to your stomach.
Maybe this is the new Pedialyte.
Yeah.
For the hangover.
I bet it has electrolytes, right? Because it's very salty.
True.
Brian.
Well, we'll have to research
restores
that.
Restores your body's natural hydration balance.
We'll get back to you guys on that. We're going to get our social club scientific team will be on that.
All right, I'll be researching that this weekend, so if I'm not here next week, that's why, because I'm in the emergency room.
Okay. Right. We'll check on you.
Rachel, thanks again.
Thanks.